Have you ever thought that you can transform people by simply being kind? Hi, my name is Ronak Gajjar. I am a meditation coach and a holistic wellness coach. Today we are talking about how you can be kind to others and literally transform their lives, their thinking. It is the most difficult thing to do during this pandemic to be kind, because you really don't know whom to trust, what to do, what not to do. And in your heart, deep down, you are aware that yes, people are suffering. They are becoming miserable. In last 6 to 8 months, we all have realized that it takes courage to stay in the house and be at peace. Even if the money is not coming in, even if your relationship at home is not going that great, and when you have nothing to do, empty mind is called the devil's home. But even with this empty mind, we did not do something very crazy, at least some of us. So how do we help others and in turn start helping ourselves? Be kind. Self-love is the key. Start writing down all your negative thoughts, all your insecurities, all your fears on a piece of paper and burn it. Burn this paper for at least 21 days. No, I'm not talking about this to make it a habit, but at least for 21 days, so your brain system is exercised enough and you start releasing the patterns of fears, insecurities, which you are projecting on yourself and others. The trust issues during this pandemic has gone higher. So, better to bring it down to physical reality, write them down and burn it. So, the key message is self-love by burning the letters of negativity. The way to go about it, the option number two, step two is start listening to your favorite music. I know it's very simple, but it is crazily effective. Remember on this, during the childhood days, you used to listen to some morning favorite music and jump and start dancing all around the house? I'm sure that must have brought a smile on your face. It is all possible. If you make a list of at least 10 to 20 songs from your childhood days, college days, days when you were first in love, love at first sight, and now, make a list of them, 10 to 15 songs, and listen to random 2 or 3 songs every morning, and that can be your dance meditation. Uplifting the energy is possible with the music therapy. I have been researching and working with music for last 10 years as a sound healer as well, and I have seen some unbelievable results. Now, when you do this practice, keep at least 10 minutes aside for 2 songs, so where you can practice dance, and it's not needed to be professional. Dance your heart out like a baby. That's the step number 2. When you start dancing, you start releasing the energies which are holding you back to help others. Your energy would become more approachable when you start dancing. Step number three. It's very, very important to start with your breathing exercise. It is said, the more you breathe, the high oxygen you have and the more calmer you become. As you become calmer, you become patient enough to listen to someone else's worry, and firstly, you will be able to listen to your own chaotic thoughts and sort them out clearly. It is the important key towards achieving peace and helping others. The more and more you're relaxed in your head, you're working more with clarity to help others. Step number 4. Go for that walk, do that exercise, do that Surya Namaskars, lift that weight, go for that jog. Whatever form of exercise you feel is comfortable for you, which makes your body physically move, do it. Start with 5 to 10 minutes. Scientists say nowadays 15 to 20 minutes of exercise is great enough for your maintenance of weight and physical health if you're eating healthy. If you're not eating healthy, increase that time accordingly. It is important that you start working out 5 to 10 minutes daily, or even half an hour would be a great number. When you move your physical body, you move your energetic body, your mental body, your emotional body, and all the other five bodies as per yogic science. There are five layers of body inside you, inside this physical body. So move your physical body and other layers will start vibrating. The more blood circulation is increased in your body will increase the chances of high energy in you. Now, very, very essential and the last technique. Write down your affirmations. You can choose a list of 5 to 10 affirmations for yourself. Write them down and do this practice daily. When you do this 5 to 10 affirmations, writing on a physical reality, it gives you more confidence and all the 5 high energy centers on your physical hand will start converting into reality. No, I'm not teaching you the law of attraction, but instead, I'm trying to help you to co-create with the universe. When you simply say, I'm rich, you're not being specific. This affirmation would not work 90% unless you have emotions and other ingredients mixed in it. But when you write it down and feel it from the core of the heart, I am rich, or I am receiving money from various areas of my life, I'm receiving amazing opportunities, that's where you are specifically targeting this energy and allowing this energy to come to you. So choose and write your affirmations very carefully. I hope you enjoyed my today's long podcast, and that's me alone. You can check my website www.ronakgajjar.com. Thank you so much for listening. We are 730 plus people who have listened to this podcast, and I'm truly grateful to each one of you. If you have any questions, just log on to my website and you will have my email address. Thank you. Have a wonderful time ahead. God bless.